Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi!
Thanks,
that, that was my rant.
Yeah. we're recording via...
Separately.
Yeah, separately now because of the quarantine, and so we're on video. You guys can't see it, but he totally did the Ren, you know, konnichiwa thingy.
The little anime piece thing. Yeah.
Anyway, we're on the fourth issue of this Miskatonkai. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, go check out our last three episodes or listen here to our Ron's previously on.
Previously. Yeah, so it's like this. Well,
this is Anton.
This crazy old magician guy, and then he stabbed me, but he didn't. Yeah. You know what? I don't know what the fuck is going on. All I know is that I got into a fight with Matt, that Matt asshole, and the vice principal of Miskatonic High puts me in some community service club with a bunch of dweebs.
Oh, maybe the
We went into some old biddy's basement, and the next thing I know, I'm in some mummy movie and I'm dead. I wake up and it's like I was never born, and the only one who can hear me is the smoking hot Asian chick, but fuck me, I can't even touch her. She can see and hear all kinds of stuff, like people's thoughts and memories. Hopefully she doesn't make me remember that time in third grade when I really had to piss, but yeah, let's skip that. So pretty much that's the story of my life, except now I guess it's the story of my death.
Oh, poor Anton.
Yeah, we didn't even know who you were until last book.
Correct.
So, no. we go to Matt playing hockey.
Yeah.
And while this is going on,
can I say real quick? Now I know this is basically snippets of what's going on, but if you were to take this at like face value, it looks like the both teams have 20 players on the rink at once.
Yeah.
It
threw me off too because I don't remember there being that many people on a hockey
there's only supposed to be five.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like I said, 20 at a time. Again, it's just moving around, but basically it's Alex and Simon working out some details for his election.
Campaign.
Basically saying that he is, let's see here. You are behind Josh. Josh Farragut? Farragut?
His last name
whatever.
Is important.
He's
Josh Dushmeg.
He's like, well, you're not just behind Josh. You're also behind Taylor Swift and the number 69 for write-ins. So, yeah, they're just having fun there. As they go to leave, game's over. Everybody's leaving. Matt is able to fix Ren's car. Apparently, it was having...
There was something wrong with it, and it wasn't running.
Also, did you notice that she's looks like she's wearing his leather jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
they get in the car and
we also gotta mention that Barry Matt's, is in the car.
And so is Sarah, right?
Yeah, it's Ren driving, Matt in the front seat. You got Sarah,
and
Alex,
Barry, Sarah, and Alex.
Barry in the backyard. Back. Yeah. Backyard.
And Matt's like, hey, there's a shortcut, turn here. And Barry's like, this isn't a road, it's a tunnel. And he's like, trust me, I used to ride my bike through here all the time.
A bike.
And then the floor falls apart.
Bike, which is what?
Yeah, yeah.
10 pounds?
Maybe.
If that.
Yeah. And then, so they fall through the floor, and there's a fucking pterodactyl-looking thing coming right at them.
So, yeah. It ends up grabbing the car. And
the car.
Everybody but Ren is falls out, because apparently...
Well, Matt falls out, Barry goes flying out. Sarah's falling out, and Alex catches a hold of her, and then she can't hold on to her. So as she's falling, Alex says, fuck it, and undoes her seatbelt and falls out and goes with her.
Yep, and they fall into some water, and they get rescued by somebody who doesn't know how to speak English.
He's speaking, Gaelic?
Is that what it is? I'll say Celtic, but...
Yeah, that's Gaelic.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, so anyway, so
they meet up.
Yeah, they follow him around. He puts them on a boat. They get him to this place. where I'm assuming that's, you know, like his home. They walk under a waterfall and they come up to this other person.
I would say like maybe this is like the elder. Well, not even the elder. He's just the leader.
Could be, yeah.
But he speaks some English. And he tells them their story that they are druids. They learned from the Celts.
And they fell through the earth and got stuck underneath here and found lizard people some dude.
So what I find interesting, though, is they're showing Stonehenge. Like, apparently, the Stonehenge that we know of, that's in Scotland, right? I can't remember.
It's in the United Kingdom. I think it's in Northern England, but I could be wrong. It could be in Scotland.
Wherever it's at. They're showing this giant structure they had going on in the middle of Stonehenge, or at least what looks like Stonehenge. They fall through, and then now they live on the ground, and somehow they made it to wherever but fuck America underground.
Well, you know, when they fell through, what happened was
time and space and wibbly wobbly. Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, so they find they're fighting against these lizard people who enslaved them, had them building monuments and blah, blah, blah. And then at some point in time during World War II,
this guy's father,
his father's father. Yep. Who ended up being an airman or something for the military.
For the forces.
Yeah. Falls through and, they learned how to speak and stuff
and defend themselves, so it basically became the lizards versus the humans.
And then
speaking of lizards,
the next page we go to Ren butt naked, covered in suds,
because why not. But the lizards have, I'm not even gonna say taken her captive, because they're actually treating her respectfully.
Well other than, you know, walking out her naked and stuff, but
they don't know, they don't, whatever.
You don't know that. Maybe he's got a big lizard dick hard on for teenage girls.
Anything's possible.
Exactly.
but we do have Anton with her because she's the only one that
she's the only person that can see him. Yeah. He's like, man, what? You trust this gecko? And but it basically goes through and like she's talking to this guy, but she's seeing what has been happening with her powers, you know? So like while he's telling her that, you know, humans, we've tried to live in peace with them and this and that and the other, but you can see them torturing them and stuff like that. And then she gets dressed in this, whatever you want to call it.
Dress,
and,
skirt, formal
it's
gown?
Kind of, it's kind of like a, she looks basically like half Egyptian type of thing going on here. But the lizard men are loading up barrels of something into her car.
Oh, well, I do want to point out, you mentioned that the lizard people were trying to live peacefully. Ren was looking in on that and noticed that.
And knows this a lot.
Yeah, a giant lie. They were putting like these alien egg satchels into torturing these humans. So she knows not to trust these guys. But yeah, you're right. They're putting these oil things in the back of a car. We jump back to the other group,
Matt and Sarah. Well, it's just Matt and Sarah right here.
Oh, Barry's there.
And somewhere.
Yeah.
But
they're working on,
he pops up later on. Yeah, but they're working on some machine.
They're working on all those, like the motorcycles and tanks.
Everything from World War II, basically. Matt's like, you know, he's working on it. And Sarah's like, you know, it's so crazy that, you know, you can do this kind of stuff. And then they talk about him and Alex's history and Alex's dad and how him and Matt are friends and how like his mom didn't like that and how when Alex's dad or mom moved away or whatever. It's basically just going into the backstory of Alex and Matt's like history and relationship and their family. And then, you know, Sarah's talking to him, you know, while this is all going on.
So, you know, Sarah leaves Matt and Barry to go back to working. She goes to look for Alex. Well, it turns out because Alex had a book, she got imprisoned.
Because she's a sorceress.
Yep.
Because having a book made her an evil wizard or whatever.
Gave her knowledge.
Yeah. And magic. And that's against their, because their knowledge can only be passed on by mouth. Yep. But as she's imprisoned, she finds this diary that goes through and talks about, like,
yeah, I read this. It's a lot to read.
So. Yeah. It's basically talking about, like, how the World War II guy fell in there and how he became part of their, you know, community and how he helped them make things, but how also, he didn't trust them that they were, the lizard people were bad and the druids weren't any better, really. Yeah.
So the one lead druid guy, he, comes and confronts
Burn Alex. Him at stake him.
Yeah. He's saying that, you know, if you are, you're a wizard, you're a sorcerer, you're a witch, we have to kill you. And so as they are getting ready to do that,
Barry and Sarah pop out on a fucking motorbike.
Yep. I love how they crushed the one guy. Like they straight up killed that guy.
Yeah, they did the whole like a door falling in on somebody, which, I mean, you think about it, it's a wooden door, so it's probably oak. So it probably weighed, you know, God, like 400 pounds.
And then you add
plus the motorcycle and two kids.
Yeah, but the kids probably weigh what? $150 max.
I don't know. I'd have to look at their card stats.
Fair enough.
But while they're trying to rescue Alex bites the dude in front of her, and then Sarah gets attacked by one of the druid looking guys, and Barry beats him off. Barry hits him with a hockey stick. They save Alex.
I like Alex. Yeah. Asks Sarah how they found her, and she's like, oh, well, I followed your scent.
I followed your scent.
Interesting.
So she picks up the library book, and, you know, they head out. And as they're heading out, they have Matt coming out in this fucking vicious tank-looking thing, running over all these lizard people and killing fucking raptors and dinosaurs. And then it gets picked up by this T-Rex-looking sort of.
Like a raptor, like a giant raptor.
It looks like the thing from the new Jurassic Park movie that they made.
Yeah.
The
hybrid. Anyway, the first one. The second one.
Oh, there's a second one?
Jurassic World 2, yeah. There's a third one coming out, too.
I haven't seen that yet, either. Well, I better catch up.
Yeah, you're good. You don't really have to.
But Matt's like, it's a good thing that this ride's tricked out, and it turns into a goddamn...
it's a Transformer.
Okay. And this is... I have to read this part because he's like, you know, as a kid, I played with dinosaur toys. And they'd always eat all the Lego guys, but they'd always get their ass kicked by the Transformers. And then it shows like this robot fucking the tank turning into this Transformer thing.
Which impressive is this? They had maybe what, a couple hours, and Matt turned the tank.
But he also said that this was already pre-built, and because he mentions like he's like, I can't believe what this guy got done with, you know, the parts that he had here.
Okay.
And in the book that Alex finds, it shows him like talking about like all the different parts of this thing. Like there's little diagrams and stuff.
That's right. I forgot. Sorry.
But then as this is going on, the car comes, and I'm assuming it's full of gunpowder.
Gunpowder or gas smoking. Or something.
Yeah. It's filled with something highly explosive.
Because, and the lit cloth hanging out.
Yeah. This is the biggest Molotov ever made.
Yes. But it blows
but it
up
comes
the tank,
crashing into,
and
which shoots the top half of the tank into the building right where
Ren is. Yep. And then Ren kisses Matt right when Sarah comes rushing in. We see a mirror fall down and her reflection in it like breaking. So
broken.
It's one of those things where, you know, her dreams are all shattered. I like the parallel there.
Yeah. But and then Matt's like, everybody get in, don't worry, we have an escape.
Yeah.
And he turns the motherfucker into a blimp.
God, like this is, it's amazing, really.
Yeah. And so they, you know, they're, and the blimp's got all these fucking guns on it too. So they're shooting down all these pterodactyl dragon looking things. But the guns end up lighting the turret ends up lighting the blimp on fire. And
purposely. Well, no, it wasn't purposely.
Yeah. No, it wasn't purposely. It was an accident, but they blow up. And when they blow up, they're back in the normal world.
And
Alex is like, she's like, yeah, we're all back and we got the book. And she's like, yes, but at what cost? And I mean, the book is trash.
It's funny, right? Because it was The Art of War, by Shen Zhu. And she takes it back to the library and the librarian's like, you know, what happened? You're supposed to take care of the books. And Alex, like,
she's like, yes, I'll pay for whatever I owe.
But yes, you will.
And then the library says, yes, you will. And that's where that one ends.
I love it. And yeah,
I do have to say that they definitely got more interesting as they got along, like as far as the storyline and what's going on goes.
Well, and you know, they have to, the first couple issues, you have to introduce the people and you have to get them somewhat interesting. Definitely by the third issue, when they introduced the ghost thing, I was definitely hooked. This issue was just all out fun. Like, I really liked it.
Oh yeah. And it seemingly has nothing to do with the storyline, but at the same time, it's, you know,
it kind of does.
Yeah.
Things are slowly building. So yes, that's how we end it. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Miskatonic High story.